This is how you know your weekend has begun. When you get a chance to play the Harris Challenge here on the Big 550 KTRS. If you have not been on in the last 60 days, now is your chance to play by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. And on many cell phones, star KTRS gets you in here directly. We need five contestants, each of whom will get a choice of five categories. Well, that's not true, actually. There will be five categories, but some of the later contestants will only get a choice of one or two categories, depending on what's left up on the board. Once you choose a category, it will have five questions in there and a maximum of 15 points that you can earn. You don't need to get all of those points to win. You just need more than half. So 8 points makes you a winner of the Harris Challenge and fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prizes!
Paul, we have lots of prizes today. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, Peroni's Pizzeria. We have a gift card with two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Now, if you're interested in the music of Queen, we have a pair of tickets to Killer Queen's concert. It's a tribute to Queen. It's Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available now. You can go to familyarena.com. Or from the radio station right here, we have bragging rights tickets for Mizzou against Illinois playing baseball. And they're playing over the Gateway Grizzlies Stadium. And that game will be broadcast right here on the Big 550.
The home of your Mizzou Tigers.
That's right. And for the clean sweep.
Yeah, that's if you get all the questions right and earn all 15 points, we'll give you a bonus.
Yeah, we're going to throw in a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Candice's.net is their site. Also from Breezy Buddy, we'll give you a cooling pillow. It's the travel pillow. Fan on steroids.
Yes, it is.
It has a fan inside, and it helps out, like, if you're really hot outside, mm-hmm. or if you're a woman suffering from menopause.
Yeah.
And having heat flashes or something like that.
Yeah, we're not kidding about that.
No.
They sell quite a few of these to women, or guys buying them for the woman in their life. All right, honey, cool off. Really, seriously, literally, cool off. Here you go with the Breezy Buddy.
And it's breezybuddy.com. Go to their website and check it out.
All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. We're doing fine. Thanks for asking. Tell us about yourself with the opportunity afforded only to Harris Challenge contestants to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got two real quick things. Go Blues. Hey, this is my... I'm 2 out of 3 on the Harris Challenge, hoping to make it 3 out of 4. And Dan, I'm really looking forward to seeing Uranus. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, I mean, it's the seventh
planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when are you guys playing?
April 22nd at the Night Shift Bar and Grill in St. Peter's.
Let me ask you this, Chris. If it were anytime soon, don't you think we would have been talking about it already?
Yes.
Well, I can't wait. I've seen his last band before, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in his new band.
Yeah, so you like this one.
There's no way I'm going to be able to stop Dan from plugging it on this show. So you'll know when and where to go see the Daily Planet when it's time.
Yeah, Seventh Planet.
That's what I said. Chris, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the categories are for you to choose from. The first three will pop up on the screen here, led by our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Then category two is guys named Chuck who didn't die this week. So that would not be Chuck Berry, and it would not be Chuck Barris. Or category three, Forbes' new list of the richest people in the world. Which one would you like?
Oh, gosh, I don't like any of those. I'll go
okay,
with,
thanks for playing, Chris.
Go with Chuck.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who starred on a TV series as a Texas Ranger?
Chuck Norris.
Correct. Who is the highest-ranking Democrat in the United States Senate? Pass on that one. Here's your three-pointer. Who spent many years as the host of Love Connection?
Chuck Norris.
Correct. Who was the first man to fly faster than the speed of sound?
Shoot. Pass.
Which TV showrunner has overseen The Big Bang Theory and Mom and Two and a Half Men and Dharma and Greg?
Darn, I know that one too. I'm sorry, I'm out.
All right, well, we'll go back. The highest ranking Democrat in the Senate. The first man to fly faster than the speed of sound.
Didn't he go into space? Chuck, shit. I'm sorry.
His name was Chuck Yeager,
yeah.
And he did not go into space, but he did go faster than any human alive at the time. Chuck Schumer is the Democrat we were looking for, and Chuck Lorre is the showrunner we were looking for.
I just on tip of my tongue, never got him.
Well, let's see what you got here. One for Chuck Norris and three for Chuck Woolery. That's only 4 points, so that's halfway to a win. And, you know, if you don't win, you get punished on this show.
Now I'm 2-2, so that's all right. What are you looking for today?
In the showbiz show today, Max and I were talking about how this new movie, Life, is the umpteenth movie to use the song Spirit in the Sky.
And
I went online to see if I could find a punishment music version of that, and I found two. You get to be hit with the first one from a group called Bauhaus.
When I die and they lay me to rest,
oh,
I wanna go to the place that's the best. And you know that when I die, I'm going up to the spirit in the sky.
Pretty much all bass.
Yep.
And it's bad.
That's enough. That's enough.
Wow.
I'm glad you played, Chris. Better luck next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing. You know what that bass line reminds me of, Dan?
What's that
song Metal by Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Which starts off with a bass line just like that. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just ready for the weekend.
All right. The categories on the screen here are Have You Been Paying Attention?, Forbes Richest People in the World, or our new third category, Space Movies Not Named Trek or Wars.
Let's do the Forbes one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which software executive and philanthropist is number one in the world for the fourth year in a row?
Bill Gates.
Correct. Who would be second on the list and is synonymous with an investment company called Berkshire Hathaway?
Warren Buffett.
Correct. Which social media mogul is number five on the list with a net worth of $56 billion?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Correct. What is the name of Amazon's CEO, who's now worth almost $73
billion? Yep.
Jeff Bezos is right. Now for the clean sweep. Which former mayor of a major American city is number 10 on the Forbes Richest People in the World list?
Michael Bloomberg.
Michael Bloomberg is worth $47.5 billion. But you're the one who got the clean sweep. Mike, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. First one we've had in a while. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will bring in our third contestant. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish my daughter good luck for JV soccer at Westminster.
Okay. Ian, do you remember when we started the Harris Challenge and I would offer the cheap plug opportunity and nobody ever had anything to plug?
Yes.
I think they're rehearsing at home.
Yes.
I got to have something to say on Friday afternoon. And good for you and good luck to your daughter, Kara. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Space movies not named Trek or Wars? Or where was that?
Oh, brother. Well, I really haven't been paying attention, but let's just go with that.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Kara. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country did the U.S. beat 8-0 to win its first title at the World Baseball Classic this week?
Dominican Republic.
Puerto Rico. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, which university has the highest paid professors in Missouri and 18th in the country?
Wash U.
That's right. Where can you now find a T-Rex, a rubber duck, and a penguin together for the first time?
I have no idea.
Which kids' TV show will introduce a new autistic character named Julia next month?
Um, SpongeBob.
Sesame Street. Which actress told a Swedish TV host this week that Donald Trump hit on her while she was making the movie Primary Colors in 1998?
Oh, my gosh. I can see her. I have no idea.
She was kind of playing Hillary Clinton in that movie. Her name was Emma Thompson. And it's Monopoly that you can find a T-Rex, a rubber duck, and a penguin together. They're the new game pieces. And just to go back to that first question, the country the U.S. beat this week, 8-0, is Puerto Rico. Isn't Puerto Rico part of the United States? How come they get a separate entry into that? Do we also have to play Guam and the Virgin Islands? I don't get it. By the way, if you're a professor at WashU, average salary for a research professor there, $175,000. Second in the state would be the SciTech school out in Rolla, where you make $127,000, and SLU here in town, and Mizzou out in Columbia, average professor salary $120,000. So let's see how you did here, Carrie. You got 2 points for WashU, and this completes your scoring.
That's it.
So I'm going to have to punish you, not with that group Bauhaus. Here's the other group I found this week doing a bad version of Spirit in the Sky. This is Dirty Looks.
When I die, I never leave it to rest. I'm going to go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down, so I'm going up to the Spirit in the Sky.
That is just really awful.
Yes, it is.
And I think this riff is from a different song, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah.
That's from LaGrange by ZZ Top, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of the dirty looks.
Thank you.
Kara, have a great weekend. Thank you for playing. Here's our fourth contestant today. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Hi. You want to plug something?
I just like to say hi to my grandboys.
Go ahead.
Connor, Charlie, Evan, Carter, and Andrew.
Okay.
Love them to death.
Well, let's make the boys proud to see how you can do with one of the two categories. Which one do you want? Space movies not named Trek or Wars, or Where Was That?
Where Was That?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did a terrorist street attack leave 4 dead and dozens wounded this week?
Oh, that was in London.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state to have no Christians in its congressional delegation now?
I'd say Utah.
It's Hawaii.
Oh.
Which former Egyptian leader was released from prison today, 6 years after the uprising known as Arab Spring?
Can you repeat it?
Which former Egyptian leader was released from prison today, 6 years after the uprising known as Arab Spring?
I'm not sure.
According to a new report, the U.S. is the 14th happiest country to live in, but what's number one? Norway, Canada, or Holland?
Holland.
Norway. In what South American country were 84 people killed and 100,000 displaced by floods and mudslides this week?
Oh, I saw that.
You probably saw that video of that woman coming out of the mudslide. Completely covered. And by the way, there are also two cows caught up in there. It's an amazing video that was shot in Peru. Yeah, that's the country we were looking for. And Hosni Mubarak is the former Egyptian leader who got out of prison.
Well, that was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, we got a lot of that today.
I'm
glad none of our answers is arsenic. You got 1 point for London, Kara. So I have to punish you as well. Let's go back to Bauhaus, see if they've learned the song any better.
Hey yourself, you know it's a must. Got to have a friend in Jesus. And you know that when I die, going up to the Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah. Jane, I'm sorry about that. I hope you have a great weekend, though. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
All right, let's meet our final contestant for today. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah, sure. Just go to Metro Lighting and Metro Electric for all your lighting fixtures and electrical needs.
Okay, one category left on the board today. It is space movies not named Trek or Wars. I was inspired for this category by the movie Life, which we reviewed earlier today. Max absolutely hated it, and I gave it a 5 out of 10. This is about other space movies.
Could I pick another category?
Well, you know what? If you want, you could have space movies not named Trek or Wars. You want to go with that?
All right.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Ridley, the only surviving crew member of the spaceship Nostromo in Alien?
Nostradamus.
We need the actress's name.
Oh, Lord. Peggy Cass.
Sigourney Weaver. Name the two actors who played astronauts in the movie Gravity.
Shoot. Son of a gun, pass.
In what movie did Matt Damon play an astronaut named Mark Watney?
Gone with the Wind.
The Martian. In what movie was Arnold Schwarzenegger married to Sharon Stone?
Don't say Terminator. It's Total Recall.
That is correct. In what year did the sequel to 2001 take place?
2030.
2010. Back to the two-pointer. Name the two actors who played astronauts in Gravity.
I don't know that. I'm going to say Abbott and Costello.
Clooney and Bullock.
That's correct. The modern day Abbott and Costello. So he was so close there.
Well, did Dan get that for me? Or?
That still doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Even with Dan's help, you'd only have 6 points. And we would have our first, it's a quadruple punishment. We had quadruple punishment last week, didn't we?
I think so.
This is the first time we've had quadruple punishment in 7 days.
So we had a clean sweep winner.
Yeah, we did. So let's go back to the other guys and hear the dirty looks. I didn't know you could hear dirty looks. Okay, calm down, boys. Thank you. No more espresso for the band.
No mucho.
Sorry about that, Michael, but have a great weekend and thanks for playing.
Not at all. Thank you.
We'll do another Harris Challenge 7 days from now and try to avoid the punishment. You can play along here on the Big 550 KTRS or worldwide via the free app, which gets you the KTRS stream 24/7 directly into your smartphone. You can also catch up with the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.